I mean, you know, what I'm interested in now, Stuart, is, for example, is securities like corn. You know, the grains finally are beginning to break out. You don't hear that being discussed too much, or even shipping stocks. These are ways I think you can beat inflation. So, you know, I believe that idea of, like, once the cab driver is talking about it, the money's probably been made.
In case you're wondering, the two billionaires who were not big fans of Bitcoin, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. President Donald Trump blasted former Secretary of State John Kerry today for engaging in possibly illegal negotiations with Iranian administration's nuclear deal. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
The big weekend box off winner has also set a bigger record. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Fun isn't something one considers when balancing the universe, but this does put a smile on my face.
Avengers Infinity War crossing $1 billion earned worldwide on Saturday, and that did set the record as the fastest that a film has ever reached that milestone. The film crossing the billion-dollar threshold just 11 days after its release. Infinity War just barely edging out Disney's Star Wars The Force Awakens, though, which crossed the milestone in 12 days.
The president of the University of Florida issued an apology after videos posted on social media showed many African-American students who did expressive jumps or dances while getting their diplomas were escorted off the stage rather aggressively. University of Florida President W. Ken Fuchs yesterday apologized at a different graduation ceremony.
That we inappropriately physically rushed a number of students across the stage in one of our commencements. And I want to personally apologize for us doing that on behalf of myself and also the University of Florida.
One of the students who was rushed off the stage shares what the entire experience was like.
In general, I don't think I've ever been handled in that manner, not even by my parents. It's kind of embarrassing, kind of degrading.
You'd have to wonder how long the graduation ceremony would be if every student who walked across the stage did some sort of little dance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, guys, hello. I have the weather forecast for you today. Let's see. Here in Flemington, it's currently 73 degrees. Cloudy. It's going to go into partly cloudy overnight and then clear up early in the morning. Our high tomorrow looks like it's going to be 74 degrees with a low of 47. And then for Wednesday, we have 78 degrees with a low of 48. Thursday, we're expecting thunderstorms, so we will be keeping you updated on that.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, guys, welcome to Girl Boss with Devin LeCompte and Brooke B. Sellis, two women on a mission to support ladies in the workplace, climbing the corporate ladder or looking to be the girl boss of their own company. With a combined 10 years of being girl bosses, they'll lend insight to what it's like to be a woman leading the way at work today and answer all your burning questions about being a girl boss. So, guys, I am here today by myself. I don't have Brooke or any interviewees accompanying me. So for the next hour, you get to listen to my voice. I do have some short clips to add in, so it's not just me talking. But I'm reading a book. I've read it once before, and I'm reading it again. But I wanted to bring it up today. It is Simon Sinek, Start With Why. And I think this is a great topic. The book goes into, you know, determining what your why is. So I have a short clip here from Mr. Senek himself discussing his opinion of the book. It's the beginning of one of his TED Talks that he does. So let's check it out.
How do you explain when things don't go as we assume? Or better, how do you explain when others are able to achieve things that seem to defy all of the assumptions? For example, why is Apple so innovative? Year after year after year after year, they're more innovative than all their competition. And yet, they're just a computer company. They're just like everyone else. They have the same access to the same talent, the same agencies, the same consultants, the same media. Then why is it that they seem to have something different? Why is it that Martin Luther King led the civil rights movement? He wasn't the only man who suffered in a pre-civil rights America, and he certainly wasn't the only great orator of the day. Why him? And why is it that the Wright brothers were able to figure out controlled powered manned flight when there were certainly other teams who were better qualified, better funded, and they didn't achieve powered manned flight, and the Wright brothers beat them to it? There's something else at play here. About 3.5 years ago, I made a discovery. And this discovery profoundly changed my view on how I thought the world worked, and it even profoundly changed the way in which I operate in it. As it turns out, there's a pattern. As it turns out, all the great and inspiring leaders and organizations in the world, whether it's Apple or Martin Luther King or the Wright brothers, they all think, act, and communicate the exact same way, and it's the complete opposite to everyone else. All I did was codify it. And it's probably the world's simplest idea. I call it the golden circle. Why, how, what? This little idea explains why some organizations and some leaders are able to inspire where others aren't. Let me define the terms really quickly. Every single person, every single organization on the planet knows what they do 100%. Some know how they do it, whether you call it your differentiating value proposition or your proprietary process or your USP. But very, very few people or organizations know why they do what they do. And by why, I don't mean to make a profit. That's a result. It's always a result. By why, I mean what's your purpose? What's your cause? What's your belief? Why does your organization exist? Why do you get out of bed in the morning? And why should anyone care? Well, as a result, the way we think, the way we act, the way we communicate is from the outside in. It's obvious. We go from the clearest thing to the fuzziest thing. But the inspired leaders and the inspired organizations, regardless of their size, regardless of their industry, all think, act, and communicate from the inside out. Let me give you an example. I use Apple because they're easy to understand and everybody gets it. If Apple were like everyone else, a marketing message from them might sound like this. We make great computers. They're beautifully designed, simple to use, and user-friendly. Want to buy one?
All right, guys, so that, again, is the start of Simon Sinek's TED Talk, How Great Leaders Inspire Action. And it's a great talk to listen to. It's about 15 minutes. We're not going to go through the whole thing today on the show, but I will touch on it once more before we go tonight. So I wanted to talk, you know, the book in a nutshell. People don't buy what you do or how you do it. They buy why you do it. So telling people our why, for example, our driving purpose, our values, and our beliefs, connects with people at a deeper level than the functional benefits ever can. It helps brands differentiate themselves and leads to greater loyalty, higher price points, and more successful new product launches. For organizations, its why helps attract the right type of people and keeps the organization focused on track. The leader's why inspires others to follow. It leads to greater commitment and the ability to withstand better the trials and tribulations of a team. So the book itself is broken down into essentially four different parts. The first part being about why, the second being brands, third being organizations, and closes with a section on personal leadership. So to address the first part about why, what is why? So every company in the world knows their what, as Simon Sinek was just about to talk about. It's what they do. And they know how they do it, how they do what they do, but most have lost touch with the why they do what they do. Why is their purpose, their cause, their belief? Why should people care? Why do you or your staff get out of bed in the morning? Why do you start doing what you do next? What's your cause? What's it all for? If the what and the how are externally focused, the why is more internal. It's the inner drive that is critical to success. So why is this so powerful, you might ask? The why provides a point of human connection. We want to be around people or brands or organizations that share our beliefs and values. The why communicates their beliefs and values, providing a point of identification and connection. Why stimulates emotional decision making? That's the part of the brain that deals with feelings. It's considered the limbic part of the brain. It also can control our decision making. So when we feel a decision is right, when we try to explain, we revert to the rational brain, which often draws a false conclusion. The rational brain quickly and easily becomes overwhelmed, often leading to lower quality decision making. Decisions made by the emotional limbic system tend to be faster and most of the time to better quality. For example, when you are in high school or college and you're taking a test, an exam, and the professor would always tell you, you know, to go with your gut, the one that you initially think is right, because once that rational decision making kicks in, you start to second guess yourself and could often change your answer, and that often leads you to the wrong one. The why stimulates emotional decision making. What or how stimulates rational decision making? The second part of the book goes into brands. So why plays a key role in helping to shape the long-term success of brands? That's influence versus manipulation. There are two ways to influence human beings: to inspire them or to manipulate them. Manipulation is rampant in business because it works, but it comes at a deep cost. Typical manipulations include price dropping, promotions, innovations, using fear or peer pressure. For example, once people get used to paying a certain price, they are reluctant to buy it at a higher price. To compensate for the lost revenue, you need to sell more. And the quickest way to sell more, of course, is to lower that price again. And so on. The addiction of price reduction continues. For example, General Motors made a net loss of $729 per vehicle built in 2007. Manipulation always has a cost. The question is, how much is a brand prepared to pay for the money it makes? None of these drive loyalty, though. Their gains are short-term. Businesses, like most addictions, are focused on getting short-term highs, and they are blind to its long-term effects. It just fuels an ever-hungry addiction, requiring new promotions, faster innovations, deeper price cuts, new guerrilla marketing tactics, etc. Because they work, it has often become the norm. However, focusing on the why can help shift that balance away from manipulation to inspiration. That inspiration will develop loyalty, customer appreciation, and a greater customer satisfaction. So while we think about that, the difference between what and why in branding, I'm going to step away for our first commercial break.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, guys, welcome back. I am here today by myself without Brooke, unfortunately. I sent her an email. She said she was in either Tennessee, Ireland, or Scotland, I think. And she's going to be out next week, too. But hopefully we might be able to get a phone call from her. We'll see. Otherwise, we're going to have a lot to talk about when she gets back. But today we are discussing Simon Sinek's book. But I always want to say it's The Power of Why. Starting with why, start with why. Either way, it's distinguishing the difference when you're in business and you are selling your what as opposed to your why, or selling your why as opposed to your what. We discussed, a little bit about the why, and now we're moving into brands. So when you focus on your why, when you're selling, a product, that helps shift the balance of business manipulation to inspiration. People want to buy from you. They don't feel obligated to. It's not based on price. It's based on, their experience. Why reduces competitor obsession as well? So when companies focus on their competitors' activities, they get distracted away from their own why, and instead they start to focus on their what's. A company that is focused on its why will be less influenced by the competition. So why helps differentiate and lift a brand above its competition? There is barely a product or service on the market that someone else can't offer and can't offer an alternative for what you're doing. So I'm in real estate. Obviously, I'm fighting with this constantly because there's so many other realtors and developers out there. From law firms to politicians to cars, there's little differentiation on how to make a clear decision. Most companies believe people buy their products due to its superior quality, their service, etc. Yet these are similar to our competition. They are deluding themselves. Many brands are locked into trying to outdo the competition rather than focusing on their own merits. Hence the obsession with differentiation. In the fusion of speed and technology, brands are finding their points of differentiation in their what's or their how's. The trouble with this is that companies, these elements are transient, easy to copy, so it's hard to provide long-term differentiation. This functional discriminators anchors the buyer in a rational decision-making mode, as opposed to the limbic, which is what we discussed prior. This encourages decisions to be made on small and irrelevant points of distinctions, forcing choices made on the marginal differences rather than the bigger issues. It creates an explosion of data points when you go into Best Buy and you're buying a TV. They discuss the pixels, flicker speeds, refresh rates, etc., a lot which I don't know about. And sadly, the more information merely confuses and rarely leads to better decision-making, as opposed to just going with your why. So the why is often where a brand's real point of differentiation lies. When a brand focuses on its why, they raise above that and are more focused on telling the world about their proposition. Furthermore, people more readily identify with a brand purpose as they are more relevant and meaningful than many what or how based points of differentiation. People who buy an Apple, Mac, or Harley Davidson are not comparing IBM's versus HP or Suzuki versus Honda. They have stepped above the competition. There is only one Harley brand. The choice merely becomes which model. You can wait 6 months for a Harley, and people are still going that route. For example, you have Apple, which is 25% more in cost than a PC is generally, but people want these items at a much deeper level because owning them has a more personal connection with them. An HP, no matter what level of functionality, is still just a computer. An Apple is an identity statement, a symbol of belief or purpose. I am about individuality and challenging the status quo, according to Mr. Senek. Why lighthouses out your brand's value? We connect most powerfully through our shared values. When a brand espouses its why, it's telling the world its values. Then people who share those same values are drawn to the brand. Many people choose brands that help express who they are. Innovation. Why lasts forever? What's and how's do not. The why, its purpose or driving beliefs and values, never changes, or it shouldn't. The what or how can and should change. A company can get so lost in its what or how that it gets stuck in old technology. Railways, CD-driven music technology, floppy disk manufacturers, coach builders, etc. However, a brand's why is more permanent, has deeper resonance, and is harder to copy. People do not buy what you do, nor how you do it. They buy why you do it. Innovation, why helps you build acceptance. The why helps consumer believe and trust in a brand. Many brands have delivered superior what's, but because they have not backed it up by a powerful why, they fail to cut through. For example, Microsoft's Zune, which is a rival to iPod, and TiVo both failed because they focused on their what's and not their why. Apple did not invent digital music players. Creative Technology had a device in the market almost 2 years before the iPod came out, but Apple's greater reason why helped provide the trust people needed to try new products. The same happened again with the iPad. Dell came out with a PDA in 2002, but no one bought it because Dell was defined by its what. Why helps brands move on and expand logically? When you have a clear why, then the what's and how's can shift as technologies move on. Furthermore, it's also possible for a company with a strong why to find other ways to service that purpose. You can tell with Mr. Senek that he is very up to date on technology, as most of his examples are technology-based. Why helps support premium pricing? The goal of business is less about profit, not volume. And I have a phone call coming in. Sorry about that. So it's less about profit. It is often better to sell a smaller number to a group of people who are aligned by your why, as they will be willing to pay more for it. When a brand communicates its why with its consumers, they have a deeper connection with the brand. There's meaning to the brand, and so it is more valued. Brands that start with why have higher levels of loyalty and tend to be more profitable than others. Their why keeps brands focused and true. When a brand has a clear why, it helps to ensure the company makes the decisions that are consistent with the brand's values and beliefs. When Volkswagen launched the Phaeton, I think it is pronounced, I can't promise you that, I need to get audible, it was heralded by the press as a feat of German engineering, yet it did not sell well because it went against the driving purpose of Volkswagen, the car for the people. If a brand too many times goes against its why, it'll lose its focus, its point of distinction, its consumers, and ultimately its market. So that was what I gathered from the section on brands. Some of that was pulled from his book. And then the third section in the reading is based on organizations. So employee attraction and engagement. Much like a brand attracts a loyal customer, so when a company tells its why story, it attracts employees who share those beliefs, values, and purpose. In a market searching in the same pool of talent, why organizations have a greater competitive edge. Other companies may have to manipulate to gain the best. whilst Y companies inspire people to join them. Wydell's vice president now, I think, has a very strong focus on his why. And that's the reason that I work there, is the environment that it outcasts. Why inspires engagement and loyalty? When employees share the organization's why, it inspires a deeper level than just motivation. They have a greater sense of belonging, are more engaged, more committed, and have a greater sense of loyalty. And they're more productive. It was not Steve Jobs who came up with the iPad, iTunes, or the iPhone, but the people who shared in his why. Why helps you preserve against the misfortunes? The why is often a future-driven goal. It acts like a North Star in not only guiding the organization, but also in helping to keep the company striving on its adversity. Samuel Pierpont Langley had everything going on for him. This is an excerpt. He was a mathematics professor at Harvard, had friends in high places, $50,000 grant, access to the best minds of the day, the best materials, and press coverage, all focused on winning the prize goal of being the first man to fly. A few hundred miles away, Will Burr and Orville Wright had none of these advantages. They ran a bicycle shop with no funding and had no special education, but they had one thing that Langley did not have, a burning purpose, a powerful reason why. Pierpont's why was fame, the Wrights brothers was to fly. So even though the Wrights failed time and time again, their driving purpose kept them going. When the Wrights eventually took off on December 7th, 1903, Langley gave up. Fame never comes to the person who comes in second. So why drives decision making and direction? If you don't know why, you can't know how. The why drives real focus in the organization and can be used to help influence every decision made inside the company. It is the organizing force that propels the company forward in one cohesive and consistent direction. Knowing the why helps people know the what's and the how's. Another excerpt, Simon talks about Southwest Airlines. They did not set up with their intent to be a low-cost airline. They set up with a bigger cause. They set up to be champions of the common man. In the 1970s, air travel was expensive and exclusive. They wanted to make the whole of America more accessible to everyone, and that included making the whole traveling process as simple and as enjoyable as possible. "You are now free to move about the country," said one of their first ads. Its focus was on serving the common man, the why, not on the what or the how. The price of a cup of coffee on board. When Delta and United both launched a low-cost alternative, they missed the why and went straight for the what and the how. Thus, decisions were made that lost sight of the underlying why, which was always present with Southwest. The results were that both Delta and United abandoned their offering until 4 years later because they weren't able to cut through. So the why unites. Organizations are a collection of individuals united around a common purpose. People who share these common values and beliefs will not only enjoy it better, but will also thrive in such an organization. It's the cause we really come to work for. The who can I become is more powerful than the what do I get paid. We're seeing that a lot more with the millennials workforce as well, is they are less concerned with the money, what they get paid, and more concerned with the reason that they're doing it. On that note, we're going to step away to our next commercial break.
USA Radio News.
The Trump administration plans to step up prosecution of parents crossing the U.S. border illegally, separating them from their children so the adults can be more easily detained, U.S. officials said today. Attorney General Jeff Sessions made the announcement moments ago in San Diego.
If you smuggle illegal aliens across our border, then we will prosecute you. If you are smuggling a child, then we will prosecute you, and that child may be separated from you.
Earlier today at the White House, First Lady Melania Trump announced her core initiative as First Lady.
I feel strongly that as adults, we can and should be best at educating our children. So today, I'm very excited to announce Be Best, an awareness campaign dedicated to the most valuable and fragile among us, our children.
This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
Bitcoin prices slumped to below $9,200 after nearing $10,000 over the weekend following criticism from some notable billionaires. Now, Jonathan Honing is an investment banker as well, known as the Capitalist Pig. He joined Fox Business and shared why he's not a big fan of Bitcoin.
More than anything, it's weak. And this is a weak asset. It's an asset that everyone's talking about. I mean, you know, what I'm interested in now, Stuart, is, for example, is securities like corn. You know, the grains finally are beginning to break out. You don't hear that being discussed too much. Or even shipping stocks. These are ways I think you can beat inflation. So, you know, I believe that idea of, like, once the cab driver is talking about it, the money's probably been made.
In case you're wondering, the two billionaires who were not big fans of Bitcoin, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. President Donald Trump blasted former Secretary of State John Kerry today for engaging in possibly illegal negotiations with Iranian officials to salvage the Obama administration's nuclear deal. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
The big weekend box office winner has also set a bigger record. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Fun isn't something one considers when balancing the universe, but this does put a smile on my face.
Avengers Infinity War crossing $1 billion earned worldwide on Saturday, and that did set the record as the fastest that a film has ever reached that milestone. The film crossing the $1 billion threshold just 11 days after its release. Infinity War just barely edging out Disney's Star Wars The Force Awakens, though, which crossed the milestone in 12 days.
The president of the University of Florida issued an apology after videos posted on social media showed many African American students who did expressive jumps or dances while getting their diplomas were escorted off the stage rather aggressively. University of Florida President W. Ken Fuchs yesterday apologized at a different graduation ceremony.
That we inappropriately physically rushed a number of students across the stage in one of our commencements. And I want to personally apologize for us doing that on behalf of myself and also the University of Florida.
One of the students who was rushed off the stage shares what the entire experience was like.
In general, I don't think I've ever been handled in that manner, not even by my parents. It's kind of embarrassing, kind of degrading.
You do have to wonder how long the graduation ceremony would be if every student who walked across the stage did some sort of little dance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
All right, hello. I am back with the weather. We have clear skies, 73 here in Fleming. Okay, my phone's telling me it's clear. I'm looking outside. It doesn't look that clear. But supposedly we have clear skies, 73 in Flemington. Our high tomorrow is 74. Our low tomorrow night is 47. And Wednesday we're between 78 and 48. So it's going to be a nice next couple days. And then Thursday we move into some thunderstorms. Hopefully they won't last long. Let's see. Sunset tonight is going to be at 8 o'clock, and sunrise is at 5:50. That is all for the weather. Guys, and again, that's my break so I can get situated back over here. We are discussing the book by Simon Sinek, Starting with Why, or Start with Why. And we are, you know, there's four different sections I explained. The first being, you know, all about the why. He then goes in and talks about brands for a while, and then, you know, we zoom out a little bit and are discussing, you know, the larger picture, which is organizations, company-driven, whys. And, you know, he believes that without a why, manipulation will drive the workplace. So when you don't have a powerful why that inspires and unites, you have to manipulate, often by paying inflated salaries. Manipulating people will not only hold them in place for so long, but a cause, a fundamental belief or value that they themselves own is much more enduring. Loyalty comes from purpose, not incentives. Lose your why and you can lose direction. Alongside the why of the idea must come the how and the what, which we've said before. Sadly, after a while, a company gets so absorbed in its what's and how's that it loses sight of its why. When this happens, they also lose their clarity and their customers and start resorting to manipulation strategies. Again, you can either manipulate or inspire, and the why delivers more of an inspiration. Lose your why and you can lose direction. Alongside the why, did we just go over this? No. Alongside the why of the idea must come the how and the what. Sadly, after a company gets so absorbed in its what's and how's, it loses sight of its why. When this happens, it loses clarity and their customers. Often when the founder leaves, the why gets lost. Also, when a company grows so fast or it gets so big, the why will get lost. The roles of individuals in a large organization often become so specific that they have no clarity of the bigger purpose. Here's an excerpt explaining that when Barings Bank collapsed in 1995 after the Nick Leeson episode with losses of, ready, £825 million, it had lost its why. The people who worked there were no longer inspired by a why, but instead motivated by their what. With a weak culture, a lack of clear values, every person became focused on personal greed with no regard for the consequences. Walmart's what and how were no different than Kmart and Target, but their why was different. Sam Walton had a much bigger picture, had a much bigger belief that drove him. He believed in people. He believed that if you looked after people, they would look after him. So he created loyal staff, loyal customers from that, and a loyal local community. That's what Walmart regularly contributed to. Sadly, his driving purpose has been lost since he passed away. As of December 2008, Walmart faced over 73 class action lawsuits related to wage violation. That right there is a clear indicator that they lost their why, as Sam Walton had it. The greatest competition Walmart faces is its internal dysfunction, Simon says. AOL lost its why. Once people clamored to work there like they do Google today, it has lost its mojo because it has lost its driving purpose, what it stands for. Dell lost its why because it mistook its what, low cost, as its why, which was the PC Power for All movement. At the beginning of the millennium, Starbucks had lost its why, which was to create a third space, and instead started focusing on the products and the results and less on the experience. for example, moving away from ceramic mugs to drive cost efficiency. In 2008, though, Howard Schultz returned to restate the why of the organization and got it back on track. Simon likes to use a lot of these specific examples to reiterate his purpose. So set your KPIs against your whys. Whats are easier to measure than whys, as whats are tangible outputs of the organization. The trouble is that KPIs drive the behavioral focus of an organization, and so the why can be left behind. Thus, it's recommended that a company also include metrics for its whys. Here's an example. At Bridgeport Financial, bonuses were not given out for the amount collected, but for how many thank you cards the agents were sent. That the agents had sent, excuse me. This focuses on customer service, which drove the bottom line financial metrics better than any short-term focus on financial metrics could have done, lifting collection rates 300% above the industry average simply by writing thank you cards. And then the last section of the book is personal leadership. And I think this is a pretty interesting one. After we go through this section, I'll talk a little bit about my feelings of the book, and then you can decide if you want to go ahead and read it. If I haven't covered it well enough for you now, I can also provide some information on the TED Talk that we listened to earlier. So personal leadership. Leaders are to inspire. Successful leaders do not run companies. They lead movements. Great leaders do something very special. They inspire us to act. Leading means people want to follow rather than have to follow. Such as leaders inspire, so does the why. Why inspires? We can all learn to lead if we start from our why. Steve Ballmer, the CEO of Microsoft, was always highly enthusiastic and motivated through his emotional high-tempo presentations. However, he was less able to inspire his people than the quietly spoken Bill Gates. Energy motivates, but charisma inspires. All leaders have a greater depth of personality that is part of their authenticity. It's the clarity of their why that inspires, an underlying belief and absolute conviction to a greater cause than who they are. Leaders inspire and lead through their why. The leader's job is to inspire the organization with the why. If the CEO is the chief storyteller of the why, then the senior management team is in charge of the how. Underneath that is where the what is created. It is the what that brings the why to life. The vision of the company is the why. The mission or the task is the strategy on how to get there or the how. A company needs both. That is why the book is called Start With Why. Not starting, but Start With Why. Every why person needs a how person to make the why happen. Often it takes more than one person to make things happen. In Martin Luther King's case, it was Ralph Abernathy that knew the how, don't ride the bus. Roy Disney was a how type, whilst Walt was a why type. It was Roy who founded Buena Vista Distribution Company and created the merchandising arm. Paul Allen was Bill Gates' why man. Roland King was Herb Kelleher's why man. And Steve Wozniak was Steve Jobs' why man. Why tells visionaries and optimists. How types are more practical and live in the now. Why types can end up as starving visionaries without the aid of the how type. The whys may have the vision, but the hows are who turn that vision into a reality. Most successful entrepreneurs are, in fact, the how types as they make things happen. So I'm going to go to a commercial break, and we can think about what the difference is, what we are, whether we're more of a how or a why. I'm definitely more of a why, or more of a how, I think, than a why. So let's consider that, and I will be right back.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm, providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA...
Everybody!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, guys, welcome back. Devin LeCompte here. We are discussing Simon Sinek's book, The Power, Start With Why. I was corrected earlier. Start With Why. And, you know, it's basically broken up into four different divisions, I think. You have the initial one, which is about the why. You then go into brands, organizations, and right now we're talking about personal leadership and how the why drives personal leadership. I was talking before the break a little bit about why the whys types of people versus the hows type of people. The whys can be visionaries and are optimists and can see a huge picture, but a lot of times they can, you know, end up as a starving visionary without somebody to support them and create the how. Going aft further through the book, we have why drives authenticity and trust. So the why is a critical part in building any relationship. Being authentic is increasingly important in a transparent world. It's about consistency, where we do what we say and what we do. Often it's encapsulated in the starting of our values and beliefs. When we know a person is acting from a deeper sense of beliefs, then we are more likely to trust them. Their whys give us an insight into the person. What is their driving motivation? When they do not reveal this, then we find ourselves mistrusting them, often applying more unscrupulous reasons for their behavior. It's when you have that gut instinct about somebody and you're not sure, you know, why you have that instinct. A lot of times it's because, you know, that person's not being authentic. An excerpt from the book expressing this is when Gordon Bethune took over Continental in 94, he knew it was a, quote-unquote, crummy place to work. He saw his first responsibility to look after his employees and build their trust and belief that they could turn the place around. He wanted to be a family pulling together. Bethune said, you can't lie to your own doctor and you can't lie to your own employees. Happy employees lead to happy customers, and happy customers lead to happy shareholders, in that order. One of the key things he did was change the metrics as this shifts the behavioral focus of an organization. For example, to be focused on planes running on time and away from just financial targets. He also concentrated his words in actions. For example, he instituted an open door policy and took away security on the 20th floor. prior to his tenure there, there were security guards and cameras, and nobody else was allowed on that 20th floor unless they had a password and a key card, besides the executive team. So he also would, you know, go down and help load bags, and he gave out a flat bonus to everyone of $65 every time they hit their target for plane turnover time and the planes being on time. $65 to every employee. And he sent this out as a separate check with a note attached saying, "Thank you for help making Continental one of the best." In 1994, the airline lost $600 million. The next year, Continental posted profits of $250 million, even after that $65 check to every employee. And it was soon ranked one of the best companies to work for. Why is where the passion lies? Every year, a group of high-performing entrepreneurs gather at MIT's Endicott House. Only 20% said that they felt they had been successful. They had lost their drive. They talked about the hard days when they first started up, and even though they had no money, they reminisced that it was one of the best times. Then they had a real driving purpose, which had been lost in the daily grind of managing, the what's of the business. Success comes from meeting one's why. It's this never-ending pursuit of their why, their purpose, that drives a person on. Achievements are just milestones along the way. New leaders, same why. One of the big problems when handing over the reins of an organization is that the new CEO may have a different view. Succession management is called that as the why should remain unchanged. We had Ashley in here a couple weeks ago from Valley Crest Preserve, and you know, she's essentially the new CEO of Valley Crest Preserve, being the new executive director. So right now in that organization, you know, we're seeing the shift between the two. But fortunately, when our prior director was looking for a replacement, I think that she had a pretty strong focus on the why. You know, as a nonprofit, that's a little bit easier to do because we're not, you know, doing it for the money. We're doing it for the, you know, the ability to provide food security to more and more people in our community here. But that's definitely something that you do see a lot when the CEO changes over. So that's a pretty detailed synopsis of the book. I wanted to play another quick excerpt from his TED Talk. Let me see if I can get it pulled up in a timely fashion without boring you guys further. Great leaders inspire action. Here we go. And I wanted to jump up. We'll see if we can do this. If not, I'll tell you a little bit more about my feelings on the book, because they don't necessarily align. All right, here we go, guys.
TV skips commercials, rewinds live TV, and memorizes your viewing habits without you even asking.
One sec.
And the cynical majority said, "We don't believe you. We don't need it. We don't like it. You're scaring us." What if they had said, "If you're the kind of person who likes to have total control over every aspect of your life..."
Hold on, let's fast forward here. It's a good part about the personal leadership.
"He wasn't the only man in America who was a great orator. He wasn't the only man in America who suffered in a pre-civil rights America. In fact, some of his ideas were bad. But he had a gift. He didn't go around telling people what needed to change in America. He went around and told people what he believed. I believe, I believe, I believe," he told people. "And people who believed what he believed took his cause and they made it their own, and they told people. And some of those people created structures to get the word out to even more people. And lo and behold, 250,000 people showed up on the right day, on the right time, to hear him speak. How many of them showed up for him? Zero. They showed up for themselves. It's what they believed about America that got them to travel on a bus for 8 hours to stand in the sun in Washington in the middle of August. It's what they believed. And it wasn't about black versus white. 25% of the audience was white. Dr. King believed that there are two types of laws in this world, those that are made by a higher authority and those that are made by man. And not until all the laws that are made by man are consistent with the laws that are made by the higher authority, will we live in a just world? It just so happens that the civil rights movement was the perfect thing to help him bring his cause to life. We followed not him, not for him, but for ourselves. And by the way, he gave the I have a dream speech, not the I have a plan speech. Listen to politicians now with their comprehensive 12-point plans. They're not inspiring anybody. Because there are leaders and there are those who lead. Leaders hold a position of power or authority, but those who lead inspire us. Whether they're individuals or organizations, we follow those who lead, not because we have to, but because we want to. We follow those who lead, not for them, but for ourselves. And it's those who start with why that have the ability to inspire those around them or find others who inspire them. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. So again, that was Simon Sinek talking on his TED Talk, How Great Leaders Inspire Action. Listening to that, it's about 20 minutes, maybe on your morning commute. It's really good. I think it's probably a little bit better than I can do describing the book. I mean, considering he is the author and everything. But definitely check it out. And then if you like that, you can go and take the further time to read the book. But I really think the talk does capture the majority of what you need to know. But it was a great book. I'm glad I read it. Again, this is my second time going through it, so you can tell that I appreciate it. So check it out. I hope that this was eye-opening to some of you. And until next week, I believe I'm going to have a dear friend of mine on air with me to talk about lending, mortgages, commercial lending, and financing. So if any of you are interested in that, get some questions over to me, dlecompte@ydell.com, dlecompte@ydell.com. Thanks for listening, guys.
USA Radio News.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced today that the Department of Homeland Security will refer anyone caught entering the United States illegally from Mexico to the Justice Department for prosecution. Sessions was down in San Diego when he announced this zero-tolerance policy.
I have sent 35 prosecutors to the southwest border and moved 18 immigration judges to the border. These are supervisory immigration judges that don't have existing caseloads and will be able to function full-time on moving these cases.
11 more members of a Penn State fraternity are headed to trial over the death of a pledge after a judge ruled today that prosecutors put on enough evidence to support hazing and alcohol-related criminal charges. Prosecutors have said it is unclear whether the two sets of charges will be consolidated for trial. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO